Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes, Kedushin 39. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us that the position of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte was that any time that it says a reward in the Torah, whenever it says that you're going to get a specific reward for a mitzvah, it's not referring to an actual mitzvah in this world, but it's referring to the world to come. So Rabbi Yaakov's position is schar mitzvah b'hai amalek, that there's no reward actually for a mitzvah done in this world. And as it states, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, El Chakol mitzvah, mitzvah shekstuva b'torah shematan schara b'sida, shein chiyas amesim tuliba. There's no mitzvah in this, and that's written in the Torah, there's no reward where you actually get the reward in this world. The whole reward comes in the world to come. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Yosef says, El Moe Dar She'acher La'ikrok Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte, that if Acher, Elisha ben Avua, had only expounded the verse like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte, that when it says that you're going to have, that'll be good for you in this world, Arach Te'amim, it really, and you'll have a long life, it really means the world to come. If he had only expounded that, Lo Chata, he wouldn't have sinned. So what was the sin of Acher? So of Elisha ben Avura, why did he go wrong? So Ikada Amri Ki Hai Gav Nachaza, that some say that he saw this case that the Gemara referred to earlier, which is that a boy was told by his father to honor him and go up the tree and throw away a mother bird, send away a mother bird so he could get the eggs. And that under this incident, Elisha ben Avura saw that the child fell down on the way back and he died. And so therefore he said, where was the honor, where was the long life? And so he became a heretic. And some say that he saw that chutzpis the maturgaman. We know chutzpis the maturgaman was one of the 10 martyrs who we read about on Yom Kippur. So Elisha ben Avua saw his tongue, that a pig was dragging his tongue through the street. And he said, Pesha hefik margolios ilachai chafar. This mouth which spouted out pearls of Torah. And in this context, this is what's happening to him. His tongue is being dragged through the streets. Nafachata, he went out and sinned. And even though it says that in Chagiga, Elisha ben Avua was somebody who was kotzeitz b'netios, that he messed up his ways, this was after he saw these incidents. Meaning to say, even though it says he became a heretic, it was only after these incidents. So we see from here that Elisha ben Avua, one of the reasons is because he saw one of the 10 martyrs. And yet we read about the 10 martyrs on Yom Kippur. The same action that made him become a heretic gives us faith. Faith in living for a better value, for a larger, for a life that's larger than us.